Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. How are we doing, guys? We got some stuff to talk about. And again, if you can't tell, look at the bottom of the screen. At any point during this entire podcast, we're going to fly through this now, what my thoughts are on what should happen to Deebo Samuel. He should not be traded. I'm keeping that up the whole time. So if you want to cut a clip of this and you want to say something along the lines like, oh, John wants to do this or John wants to do that, that's fine. That's not what I want to do. What I think needs to happen is Deebo needs to be signed and he needs to stay. That Deebo should be a 49er, period. That's all there is to it. Having said that, let's jump in here. Let's play out what would happen, what a mock draft would look like if the 49ers did do it. Again, I don't think they should. They should not. Should not trade Deebo. But if they did, what would that look like? What is the type of haul that you could get if you did trade Deebo, right? That's kind of what we're looking at here. That's what I want to spend some time with. So we're going to do a mock draft, and we're going to force a Deebo trade. That's what we're going to do. But again, stay with me the entire time. Should not trade Deebo. Should not trade Deebo. Should not trade Deebo. But if they did, and I think teams need to have this conversation. All teams do. Okay, if we do trade them, then what will we get? What does that team look like, right? So let's jump in here. I'm going to share my screen. Here we go. Let me set this up and make sure I do this right. So I'm going to share this screen. We're going to do a PFF. We're going to be sharing this. Whoa, it's going crazy. Why is that going crazy on there? Sorry about that. Let me remove that. I don't know why it's doing that. Let me try that again. Let me remove it. But the whole idea is this. I want to give us a realistic option. And again, I think that NFL teams have this exact same conversation where they basically say, hey, let's figure this out and let's see what we can get. That's the whole idea. And yeah, Brian, appreciate you catching us live. Let's go through this. So we're going to do it a 49ers. We're doing 7 round. We're going to do a super quick one and we're going to fly through this. Now, we are going to offer a trade before this even happens. Now, the Jets offered pick number 35, 38, and 69 for Tyreek Hill. I don't think that they're going to offer that same compensation. I think Deebo would be worth a little bit more just because you get 1 year cheap because he's got his fourth year of his rookie deal, so it's a little bit cheaper. Plus, you know, the Jets are already in there, and I'm just using the Jets as an example. This is best case situation just because of how much draft capital they have. If we were offered 35, 38, and 69, I would say no. If they offered 10 and 38, now that is a conversation that should be had. Not saying I would accept it. Look at the bottom of the screen. 49ers should not trade Deebo. Should not trade Deebo, especially just because of something his dumb brother said. I don't know if his brother's dumb. I think the thing that his brother said was dumb. So let's just say we get pick 10 and we get pick 38, which I think that's an overpay. I don't think the Jets would offer this. I don't think the 49ers would accept this. But let's just play this world. Let's play in this world. So we're going to put Deebo Samuel up there. Again, you can see how likely this trade is to be accepted is none. The Jet, like the PFF calculator says that is no, not even happening. You know, if we go back to, again, just offering those 2 seconds, they wouldn't do it. I think they would, but I'm going to force this trade. So the 49ers are going to get pick 10 first rounder and pick 38 early second rounder for Deebo. Okay. That again, we're not giving up any picks. Not saying I don't want to get into the debate of, oh, they should offer more, less, whatever. I don't care. Trying to do a realistic approach to what it would look like if this happened. Okay. Oh, what? Why did it go through? Did it not go through? Ah, good gosh. All right, let's do this again. Cuss words. Now I'm kind of mad. I don't know why. I guess I didn't force the trade correctly. I'll get us back there in like 5 seconds. That is awesome. I love doing live broadcasts. This is what happened. So Jets, here we go. Let's try this again. 10, 38 for Deebo Samuel. We're going to force this trade. Force trade. Trade accepted. All right, now we're at pick 10. Let's start the draft. Is it going to stop at us this time? Boom. Now the 49ers are on the clock at pick 10. And again, you can kind of see it's a whole new level of players. Kyle Hamilton, I would not take there at all. Not really, really high on him. Garrett Wilson. Again, is there a Deebo Samuel replacement? There is not. But you can kind of see the level of players that are there at this high level. You look at kind of what went. You know, you got your defensive ends. If one of the defensive ends fell, I think you'd look there, but they're gone. So, you know, if you could get Jameson Williams, the number 5 player on my board, yeah, he's got the MCL, but that dude's going to be incredible. That's what I'm taking there. I'm taking Jameson Williams, and I'm not even second guessing. Is he Deebo? No, he's not. He is not Deebo. That's not what he brings to the table. That's not what he does. But he is an elite wide receiver. You will have to be a little patient with him. But now the 49ers are back on the clock at pick 38. And now you have Sky Moore there. I love Sky Moore. Sky Moore, that dude is incredible. Another wide receiver. Or do you go elsewhere? You get a stud defensive tackle like Travis Jones. You can get a stud Jalen Petrie. I mean, there's lots of guys. Nick Benito, Drake Jackson. There are a lot of players. David Ojoba. Okay. My heart kind of skipped a beat there for a second. Kyler Gordon, I absolutely adore him. But I'm telling you right now, I saw David Ojoba. Now, here's the question. Would you take two players that are coming off, you know, injuries? I have Jameson Williams, number 5. I got David Ojoba, top 15 player. But I don't want to do two injury. David Ojoba is kind of where I would want to go with that. But again, I'm not seeing another edge that I'm absolutely in love with. Dylan Parham, I like that. I think that's way too early. The players I'm looking for, Sky Moore makes the most sense. And so the question is this. This is the conversation that needs to be had. Is Sky Moore and Jameson Williams on cheap rookie deals for 4 years better than Deebo Samuel and extending him and going through all this stuff? Whatever.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000. With basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon. And this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 3-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
That's a question you kind of got to have. And so that's what I'm going to go with because I want to force to see what is this Deebo replacement. And so boom, Sky Moore. I took him. So Jameson Williams and Sky Moore. Now we get to the picks where the 49ers, we're on the 61 and we just added 2 stud wide receivers. Now you get to go some other places. See what's kind of Cam Taylor Britt's there. Dylan Parham's there. There's a lot of Marcus Jones there. Brian Cooks. There's a lot of solid, valuable prospects that I really, really like. Josh Pascal there at 61 is awesome. Really, really like him. I'm debating Pascal versus Cam Britt and Dylan Parham. I think I'm going to go Josh Pascal because there's not that many edge guys. So, again, I'm going to edge there. And, again, just trying to play out. I'm just playing out. We're not even taking any more trades and moving up and down the draft board. I'm trying to create a scenario where we can legit see, okay, what if? What if? I don't, again, look at the bottom of the screen. Look at the bottom of the screen. I'm just trying to have this conversation. And make no mistake, the 49ers are having this conversation and have had it and will have it again in these, you know, few days up to the draft. So it's not one of those things that's just like, oh, we're going to do it. All right, we've got two wide receivers. We've got our edge guy, Cam Taylor-Britt, still there. Donovan West, a center, still there. D'Angelo Malone, I like a lot. Sam Edwards, he's got some stuff. Cam Jurgens is there. Ooh, I like Cam Jurgens. I wish I could trade around. We are picking again at 12 picks. So I'm going to go Cam Taylor-Britt, who I love. He's going to start nickel corner week one. I'm taking that, again, just fulfilling my roster with top-end players. Here we are at 105. Dominique Robinson still there. Alex Wright still there. Cam Jurgens still there. I'm going Cam Jurgens. I don't even think twice. Get my center. Alex Mack said he's not sure he wants to come back or is wanting to come back. Get that. So we've got our center. We've got our edge. We've got our corner. We've got two wide receivers. I don't think that they replace Debo, but goodness, here we come again. Yeah, look at these two edge guys sitting there. Dominique Robinson, who's got great metrics. Alex Wright, who the 49ers have met with. Jalen Amore Davis, another stud corner. We want to go wide receiver again. There are so many talented players. This is such a deep draft, and it's crazy just the different look that this has given us. But, man, I'm telling you right now, I'm going with one of these edge guys. I'm going Dominique Robinson out of Miami of Ohio. Double dip on edge. You got Josh Pascal. Now get him. I understand the numbers in the room are tough, but this is something that the Debo trade could give you. Again, look at the bottom of the screen. 49ers should not trade Debo. They should not. But if they do, this is what that would look like. Kalen Barnes corners there. Just looking at kind of the top available. Lots of good running backs available. I'm going to hold off on that. Just because there are so many good ones. Let's see here. Let's look at a couple. Let's look at safety. That is a position I'd really like to attack. Yeah, Leon O'Neal is still there. 49ers met with him. I'm taking him out of Texas A&M, which breaks my Longhorn heart, but he is a very, very good player. He has some issues, which will cause him to fall. Here we are, pick 187. Let's look at the running back position because I think we're going to address one of them. Ty Chandler, really high on there. I'm going running back, Ty Chandler. At that pick, and again, I'm not one to over-diagnose this mock draft. I'm trying my hardest to just jump in, find out what are the possibilities that we could see and see what that would look like before we move on, right? I don't think the 49ers are going to trade Debo. I still believe he is going to sign, but these are questions that need to be asked. Does that make sense? Oh, Jason Poe out of Mercer. This is somebody the 49ers have worked out and gone to see him work out. I'm going to take him at guard. A very, very fun prospect we're seeing there. Let's see. We got our safety. We're just looking at Darion Kendrick. That's a good one. Andrew Stuber. What's his metrics? 325, a little big. But again, somebody that I think could anchor well. I'm going to take Michigan Andrew Stuber tackle. We'll see what happens. Then we get down to the last pick of the draft, Mr. Irrelevant 262. And let's see what we got. We've got some defensive interior guys that are here. Yeah, let's just do that. Appalachian State, I love them. Caleb Ellaby. Yeah, I'm not really seeing anybody that's jumping out. Definitely not taking a punter. Let's go with Austin Stogner, a tight end out of Oklahoma. So here's our draft. Let's look at this. 49ers should not trade Debo. But what would that draft haul look like if they did? Jameson Williams, Sky Moore. You replace the wide receivers, not sure they do that. But just to try to replace that firepower, Josh Pascal, Cam Taylor Barrett, the cornerback, center, Cam Jurgens. Edge guy, back extra edge guy in the fourth round. Dominique Robinson, safety. The amount of players you're getting, we got an A-minus grade. I don't care what PFF thinks really about anything. But the whole idea, the whole entire idea of this show, which it's a fast show, and I want it to be a fast show because you can look at the type of players that are available at those spots. And you make up that decision for yourself. Me, look at the bottom of the screen. 49ers should not trade Debo. That's where I stand. But the conversation needs to happen. It needs to happen. And if that's one of those things that the front office wants to go through, that's there. Anyway, I thought this was an interesting thing. Just I'm trying to add perspective and context to this as much as possible so that you can see it from all angles. But again, let me end it by saying this, and this is going to be the end of the episode. The 49ers should not trade Debo Samuel. He will sign in training camp just like Fred Warner, just like George Kittle. He's going to be taken care of. He's in a good spot and a good fit. I think eventually cooler heads prevail. You just got to get this agent and brother out of the way. I think we'll be all right. So anyway, till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.